Welcome to Marvelicious Toys, hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more, because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're Marvelicious.
Hello, welcome to issue 72 of Marvelicious Toys. I'm Marjorie.
I'm Arnie.
And I'm Justin.
And it's good to be back on our regular schedule. Things got kind of crazy there with Toy Fair, shows coming out in between shows, and shows coming out late, and we're back on track. If Marvel can be late with a few publications, I guess so can we.
Yeah, exactly. If we went by the way certain stores restock their shelves, I think we could take off a few months and, you know, still be all right.
And Justin, we are so glad to have you back with us. We felt bad since you weren't in New York. We did our last show live from Javits. It was very sad to be a Justinless episode.
It's even weirder to listen to our show without me on it. It's kind of a weird sensation.
Well, you could just come to New York with us next year.
I think that is the simplest answer.
So what did you think of all that news from Toy Fair? What excited you the most?
I don't know about the most, but I will tell you, I'm a little bit more geeked than I thought I would be over the NECA 18-inch Iron Man figure. You know, we've been looking at that Captain America from its inception all the way up to pre-painted prototype to packaging, and then boom, shiny Iron Man with that is kind of cool looking.
I have to say that Iron Man really was nice looking. It's going to be hefty, it's going to be a space taker, but coming out around the time of the Iron Man movie, given that NECA limits the number of these they make, if you want that one's a pre-order.
Yeah, I would think so. Makes sense. But yeah, I mean, lots of good stuff coming from Diamond, it sounds like, this year. Diamond Select and those NECA figures. And, you know, we talked about all the cool Hasbro stuff coming down the pipe. So it's going to be a pretty busy year.
It really is. And that's what was driven home for me at Toy Fair is I thought, not being an Avengers year, we only get two Avengers in theaters instead of four or six or seven or nine, depending on how you count. With Avengers, we had Cap, Hulk, Thor, Iron Man, Hawkeye, Black Widow, Nick Fury, Maria Hill, Agent Coulson. He got a hot toy. I guess he counts. So
he has a huge fan base, and I don't get it.
But I thought, we only have two superheroes on the screen this year, not counting X-Men. So it might be a lighter year, but I think they're really waiting to drop the hammer on the Thor stuff until after Iron Man. But now we're back from Toy Fair, back at home, and it's like we brought Toy Fair with us. You know how when friends come from the West and they come to visit and they go, it was raining at home and now it's raining here. And you kind of go, well, you brought it with you.
Hardy har har.
Now I feel like we brought the toys with us because I saw that Hasbro crap in New York and now I'm home and look what I find in stores.
Here it is. They were just waiting for you to leave town so they could reset the toy aisles. I remember talking about a few weeks back, you know, I got a preview, a sneak peek at what the toy aisle is going to look like at Target. And after a couple weeks of going around town looking at them, yeah, most every Target has done their resets and Walmarts are starting to do them now too. I kind of got to say, there's a lot of stuff in there, but my new pattern is kind of like, oh, Spider-Man stuff, nope, Iron Man stuff a little bit. Where's the Marvel Universe? Ah, here's the Marvel Universe stuff. But it's neat that in Target, that almost that entire aisle on one side is all Marvel superhero stuff.
But I think that's going to be the way it is for a while with the Avengers hitting us hard with the individuals and the team movies coming out.
Yeah, as soon as we start getting some of those cool new figures from, like you said, the Avengers animated series and stuff like that, and they can start, you know, shrinking the Spider-Man space, that aisle is going to be really, really fun to walk down here in the future.
Well, I have to admit, I kind of caved.
Of course you did.
I went to Target looking for the micro mugs, and I walked out with over $200 in toys.
Whoa.
And I'm very proud to say that I didn't buy a single Iron Man assembler figure in that purchase. So that is my moral high point, is I refuse to buy those unless they're on sale.
So wait a minute. You're not saying that you don't own any of these post your eBay buy, right? I think there's a lot of caveats to that statement that you just made.
Well, I did mention I bought four of them in New York on sale, 2 for $15 at the Times Square Toys R Us.
That's about the right price.
And then ironically, as a gift, Hasbro gave us two figures that happened to be the exact same two I just bought.
I got to tell you, you know, with all the stuff that's in that aisle, the assemblers look good by comparison.
Do you think so? We'll have to get into it next week, but there's so much out there. I mean, there's Spider-Man in the 3¾-inch scale that during the Hasbro presentation, you said you weren't so down on.
Yeah, you know, I feel like next to those really cheap Iron Man and Spider-Man figures, the assemblers start to look slightly more attractive, not attractive enough for me to be all in on them.
Well, let's tell the listeners everything that we're finding here. I mean, first of all, let's start with the best news. The latest wave of Marvel Universe figures, I received mine from Brian's Toys. I cooled them for you.
Thanks, cooler. I've seen remnants of this wave and picked up everybody but Nova and Puck, which seem to be the two hottest ones, followed by Angel at Walmart. And now I'm hearing that Target's getting them too. So this might be one of those waves that everybody scrambles to get as they come out. And then maybe in 2 months from now, we're going to be sick of seeing them. I'm not sure. Usually when every retailer starts to get the same wave, that's when we start to see a Guardian hanging around for years and years.
It's possible. The two I've read that seem to be hanging around the most appear to be Nighthawk and Hercules. And so Hercules, I think, is the one that we're going to be staring at. I don't know why I feel that way, but between those two, it's because Nighthawk has those cool wings.
Yeah, and I think both of those are two per case. And that's why, you know, if one collector comes around and picks up one of each of the new figures, those are going to be left behind. And honestly, they're both pretty good figures.
Well, we will do a full review of those figures in an upcoming show because there's so much more to talk about than that. But yes, if you're an MU collector, definitely hit your Targets.
Yeah, Walmart has been showing up, and I've heard Toys R Us as well. So the three major ones have all had sightings of this current wave.
See, my Walmart doesn't carry Marvel Universe. So, and I know I'm not alone on that. I've been talking to people online who are in the same boat I am. It's like Walmart just canceled it. So,
well, not Walmart as a chain. I think some of their smaller stores might have gotten rid of the SKU, but as I'm looking at some of them redoing their toy aisles in this reset, they've moved Marvel Universe way out into its own little area. So if you have a Walmart that does carry or has carried Marvel Universe, what I've been finding is they're all the way at the end of the aisles near the, what are those blind packaged ping pong ball Z-Bots? Z-Bos?
Zerbaz.
Zerbaz. Exactly. They're hanging out by those guys.
Sounds like something Mork would say to Mindy.
It does sound like a really foreign word, or maybe some Kazakhstani or something.
But then also we'll stick to the good news. Those Iron Man Legends figures, thanks to a good friend of ours, Chris. My local Toys R Us doesn't have them, but he found them at a Toys R Us when he was coming down to visit and picked me up the full set back when they were still on sale.
That's a great deal, getting them on sale at Toys R Us like that. I mean, all three of these figures are Marvel Legends worthy and, you know, at $15 worth every penny. But getting them on the cheap like that is, I think that's kind of a comeuppance for you for cooling so many other things. It's a little bonus.
Every so often, karma pays back.
But those I've seen everywhere. I've seen those even at Kmart, believe it or not. And they still had them for $15. I didn't even Kmart up the price on those.
Yeah, I haven't gone to a Kmart in quite a long time, so. Basically, since they last had that Captain America exclusive pack.
Yeah, there hasn't been much reason to, as a Marvel collector, to hit Kmart. But if that's your only option and you haven't been in a while, feel free to check out your Kmart if you're looking for these three.
And then there's, of course, other Iron Man stuff. The assemblers we mentioned, those other basic figures that we talked about. And Iron Man has a car, and every assembler will eject from that vehicle to recreate some scene from the movie where Iron Man pops out of a car and then his arms and legs fall off.
That happens, right? I mean, I've seen the previews. That pretty much looks like what happens.
Now, have you seen one of these in person, or do you have one of these in hand?
I do not have one of them in hand, for they have not gone on sale. But I have seen them in person.
Well, I'm wondering if they're following their old trick of putting a cheaper, less articulated figure in with the vehicle, or if these are just going to be the same old, less articulated assembler figures. Like, is there a third style of figure in the line, I guess is what I'm getting at?
Why don't you go buy it and tell me?
No.
I tried. I really tried. There is an Iron Man figure in it, and it does not appear to have, from the photos I took in the store, the holes on it. And in fact, he's wearing rollerblades, so that when he ejects, he then skates. So,
oh no.
It's like works at Sonic Iron Man.
Yeah, though it was even Sonic's colors, really. That's terrible.
But it is an assembler's interchangeable armor system battle vehicle. It looks like the vehicle itself has holes that you can stick the assembler weapons in.
Oh, jeez.
But no, I didn't buy it.
Yet.
This has TJ Maxx written all over it.
Oh, yeah.
I've learned the hardest of ways to wait for TJ Maxx on these vehicles.
Almost every single one in the Marvel line has made its way to the secondary TJ Maxx, Ross, Marshalls.
Well, and we're getting a Ross, like, opening within the next month. So this may change the collecting a little bit. We're also getting a Five Below around the same time. So this
nice.
May kind of prove to be interesting when it comes to Arnie.
Yeah. This, again, not just a sale, a huge sale. A clearance price is when I will pick this up. And then it's only because I love our listeners and feel that our photo galleries need some photos.
Speaking the truth.
But then you talked about the Spider-Man line. There is a 3¾-inch line of figures that is showing up everywhere for me. It's at Target, Toys R Us, Meijer. This is Spectacular Spider-Man, the animated kind of chunky style of figures. Again, we'll be reviewing them later on, but there's Venom, Iron Fist, Iron Spider-Man, and then a couple Spider-Men, and they also have little vehicles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. These are the ones with the little rubbery thing built into their arm so they can do whatever action their accessory comes with.
Yes.
And Iron Spider-Man has that bicycle-looking thing that he holds over his head.
Yeah, and Iron Fist appears to have, I think, the same kind of thing. It's a disc shooter.
Very much in the same style as those 6-inch Spider-Man figures that currently has Nova, 2 Spider-Man, and Iron Spider-Man.
Yeah, it would be very easy to get them confused because the 6-inch ones look smaller than 6-inch and the 3¾-inch ones look bigger, but for the different packaging that they come in, and these, I think, are actually a little bit more detailed. They come with more play features. I'm actually impressed they come on full-sized cards, so they're like Marvel Universe size instead of those cheapy Iron Man $5 Family Dollar type of cards.
Don't be knocking Family Dollar.
Because that's where you'll be getting these in about 7 months.
Yes.
Yeah, they almost have to be on a bigger bubble for how big those accessories are.
That's true. I hadn't really considered that, but they've really made it. Yeah, it's wider than a Marvel Universe figure, though, because of those accessories. But it's the same height. I mean, they could have gone shorter and tried to save peg space that way. But no, these things have some heft to them. And these were the first thing that had me break down a little bit when I was in that Target, because they know how to get me. Venom and Iron Spider-Man, those are like two of my sweet spots.
I didn't know Iron Spider-Man was one of your sweet spots. I knew Venom was.
Venom's old school, but Iron Spider-Man with all those extra appendages, there's just something cool about him in the red and gold from Civil War.
I can see that. I also can see myself having very little interest in that line. I did see a few of them at a Toys R Us, and I think it's the same thing in me that just never let me get into the old Toy Biz line before it went Legends. It's got that same sort of a aesthetic to it that just doesn't catch my eye.
They have Popeye arms. The Venom's cool, though. Yeah, the Venom's pretty cool.
Except his arms, to me, look a little bit prototype-ish.
They look kind of ape-ish.
Yeah.
Like it's for an ape, but maybe he looks better when he's outside the package.
We will find out in a future week.
But Iron Fist and Spider-Man, they've got Popeye arms, like huge, like forearms. They look ridiculous.
It's so they can get that rubber band in there.
Mm-hmm. These are stupid, though.
Who's the more stupid, the fool or the fool who paid for them?
I didn't pay for them.
No, I'm talking about me.
Oh, okay. Just checking here.
But the thing that got me, and I never would have suspected, and where a lot of my money was spent at Target that day. And Justin, we've talked about it before. You just sometimes get the itch to collect, and you haven't found anything in a while. That's when you're going to end up with those spectacular Spider-Man figures. This is going to be like your dirty little secret. You're going to be keeping them under your mattress so I don't find out that you've ended up buying them one day during a drought.
That's exactly what's going to happen, because this whole purchase happened because he's itching to buy stuff.
Okay, full disclosure and confession time. I may or may not own a few of the Assemblers figures. I said it, and I'm not going to take it back, and I'm not going to feel bad about it.
I feel like that scene in Parenthood. We just opened what we thought was your lunch sack and put it in the VCR.
Come on, mango face. I bet I can quote that.
Thing that got me when I was itching to collect were the fighter pods. They called them spider pods on the initial release, but no, they are now out. They are fighter pods, spectacular Spider-Man releases, tons of different characters, tons of different packaging in Series 1, and I'm curious if we're ever going to see Squinkies again, because these being so Squinky-like make me think that maybe Squinkies aren't going to make Marvel ones anymore. I haven't seen anything new from them. We'll really be able to tell when Iron Man hits. If there's not an Iron Man set, I think that's the death knell for Squinkies. Marjorie's now all worried about her Squinkies and is researching.
I am.
I think Squinkies might be a dying line because I see them on clearance everywhere now. Like, just all across the board.
There's a new Spider-Man dispenser coming out.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's
a
not...
crane. It's a crane. Is that more exclusive Squinkies.
Is that different than the one that already came out? That was a crane?
Wait, not the big head.
Okay, but I loaded up a full cart of fighter pods.
He did buy stuff for me, too. It's not like he was just going crazy for Arnie, because he's got to buy stuff. No, he bought me collectible stuff, but...
I can see the appeal there. I can. They're not my bag of balls, I guess, or pods.
Literally, because there's balls in bags. Well, yes, I did buy Marjorie a bag of balls that she can open on our next show.
Interesting.
And I also broke down, I probably wouldn't have bought this many, but when I was at Target, there was a perfect half case of micro mugs. Somebody had come along, and I don't know if it was one OCD collector or a handful just happened to buy the first 18 out of a case of 36 micro mugs, but I saw this perfect half case, and I'm like, if I buy the whole half case, I bet they let me keep the display box, too.
I thought we don't collect packaging.
Oh, it's not for the collection. It's gonna be not kept. It was for the photos. So I did pick up a ton of the micro mugs, but I am... Being good, I am holding off on opening any of them for now.
No, you got 18 in that purchase, you say, right?
Yes.
How many total are there? Wasn't it 40-something, or is there 24?
It said collect all 24, so that's why I felt safe buying 18, because I know I don't have a full set even with this. Now, the problem is they're $3 a piece, so the listeners can do the math. I'd prefer not to in front of my wife.
It's the buying them all at once. You know, nobody would look at somebody who had 18 $3 mini mugs and think, wow, you spend a fortune all at once. That really adds up.
Yeah, that's why I walked out with over $200 in toys. If I'd bought one every trip to Target, and I go to Target every day, at the end of 2 weeks, I wouldn't notice. Going all at once, ouch.
Yeah.
But as if all of this blind packaged fun isn't enough, Mitchell, one of our listeners who's been on the show a couple of times, sent me some pictures from Target. And you guys know my New Year's resolution is buy less crap, right? And I thought I was doing pretty good buying less crap. Yeah, I bought a lot of micro mugs, but I've always loved the mugs from Hasbro. These are just smaller. I'm hoping they're as good. The spider pods. Well, we bought the Squinkies. I love the Squinkies, so I didn't see that as a problem. But what did I keep citing as the piece of trash that last year with Avengers hype made me buy that I wouldn't buy this year?
The light up Iron Man 12-inch piece of crap.
Well, no, that is one of the things I cited.
Okay. What was it?
I don't know, because I hear this all the time, and it's broken. So I really don't know which way to go with this.
It was the chibis.
Hold on. Yeah, I don't remember that, but okay.
And I'm like, the chibis, they don't stand. What am I doing with them? They're blind packaged, which made it worse and more expensive. And then now they've come out with a pack of them, so I didn't have to buy all the blind pack. I could have just bought these and gotten some exclusive ones.
I'm not going to lie that at one point I did try to find you a complete set already opened to save you.
Well, it turns out there's a series 2 of chibis, and these are Marvel Comics based. They have a different style, and they are much better.
See, with these chibis, I just wish that there was maybe like an Avengers or a Marvel version of Monopoly. Now there is. You know, or Candyland or something like that, that I could use these as the pieces for. Because that's all they remind me of, is the flat little Candyman guys.
Why couldn't you just make your own chess set?
Because they don't really stand is the problem. I see what you mean, these would be good Monopoly pieces, but with the redesign they've done, from the picture Mitchell sent, they look thicker, they look like they're squatter. They look like grab zags without the bendy stands.
Yeah. And that's where I get confused, too. You're bringing up grab zags now, and I totally forgot about those. There's just too many kind of flat, hard plastic toys in this arena at this point.
Admittedly, with grab zags, chibis, micro mugs.
I think what's going on here is these are aimed at a different type of collector altogether. These are aimed at the kid who grew up collecting baseball cards and stamps and coins and now hits that weird aisle at Target that's near the checkouts that has the dog tags that are blind packaged, the basketball cards, the football cards, and all that stuff. That's who these are aimed at. I don't think we as action figure collectors are supposed to be super into these.
So maybe what you need to do, Justin, is pull Arnie aside and have a man-to-man talk about this. You know, you're a dad. You've got those dad skills, right?
Sometimes. I don't know how effective they are at times because, I mean, you go up to the kids' room and there are some Disney princess things in there. So to bring it back on topic a little bit, though, I think your original point with bringing these up, Arnie, was that these look different than the original chibis, right?
Yeah.
Because before they were like skinny, long, oblong heads, which looking at the bag, it looks like some of the humans are like that. But they've seemed to kind of go a little tokey-dokey on some of these.
Yeah, there's another one of these lines in the same thing, the Frenzies.
But they only did one wave of them.
So far.
It's been 2 years.
A year and a half since I had to buy you 2 cases of them.
You bought me 1 case.
And then a bunch before.
Oh, wait, huh?
Yeah. Hey, Pot, I'm Kettle. We're married.
I'm sorry, it was one thing. Not like you. I'm not like you, Arnie. I'm not like you.
These are almost closer to squinky style than chibi style.
You know what they're reminding me of? Remember those erasers?
Yes.
That came out, those large squinky eraser-like things? That's what these are now looking like. They look like big erasers. I'm talking myself right out of them.
That's awesome.
Because who goes to the store going, I need some big erasers?
8-year-olds.
Yeah.
There's a few that look like they might be okay-ish, but I kind of feel like they screwed up on the Juggernaut. In a line where the whole idea is to make a character with a big head and make him cute, they made his head too small.
I'd have to see him in person because this is a picture of a Mylar bag. It might be bent in some way. But yeah, I kind of agree with you that when compared to the Mr. Fantastic and the Punisher right next to him, which do look very much like the old chibi style, the Juggernaut looks like the end of Beetlejuice where they shrink his head. The thing that's getting me is the Spider-Man and the Storm and the Wolverine with their big eyes. They're reminding me of the Pop Vinyls.
Yeah, they have a kind of a South Park-y feel to them. Storm almost looks like Cartman dressed up as Storm. Yeah, they're kind of hit and miss on the style.
Yeah, but those are out there. But to bring it back to collector-oriented stuff, why don't we move on to other stuff in our...
Sales to Astonish!
Well, oops, I've cooled it again. This time, something I think, Justin, you never thought you'd have in your collection, I may have made possible for you with my bad luck powers.
Do tell.
Remember the Iron Man undercover assault pack from Target that never was released with the unmasked Iron Man War Machine and Iron Man 2-style Black Widow figure?
Yeah, that Target pack that never materialized, but we happened to get War Machine out of it.
Like, a year and a half ago, some guy in China listed two of them on eBay, but he wanted 300 a pop. And I watched those auctions, and this guy lists tons of Hasbro stuff, prototypes, all kinds of stuff, right out of their factory, all kinds of modern stuff, from Superhero Squad to Marvel Universe, Marvel Legends. I mean, prototypes, hand-painted samples, card mock-up samples, he's got all this stuff. Well, somehow he got two undercover assault packs, but wanted 300 a pop. And I did a watch on the auction. Neither sold, and I figured, oh, he'll relist cheaper. He never did. And for a year and a half, I've had an eBay saved search for Iron Man 2 Undercover Assault.
That's some tenacity right there.
He probably forgot about it for a long time.
No, because every so often, something would pop up really weird, because like a rap CD. Because I was searching title and description. And so anywhere are those four words. So I knew it was out there. And I had a saved search for that specific guy in case he didn't use the title. So I was constantly looking through his auctions going, do I need a prototype Fing Fang Foom leg? Probably not.
Might.
I might.
You never know.
But then, lo and behold, the clouds opened, the angels sang, the sun shined. I had a hit. An Iron Man undercover assault pack. It was in the UK, but I'd been waiting 18 months for this. So I put in a phantom bid of $500. That might seem a little excessive to some.
What is a phantom bid?
A phantom bid is a service that will bid on an eBay auction 3 seconds before it closes.
Ah, all right, like a sniper.
Yes, it is a paid sniping service, and how I get stuff on eBay really cheap. Don't know if I should share that secret.
Too late.
Well, thank God I put in a phantom bid and not a real bid. Because 2 days later into this 10-day auction, three more pop up. Three more! All in the UK. And one of them had a buy it now of $60.
Wow.
I, of course, canceled my phantom bid and leapt at the buy it now. Well, it turns out, thanks to Marvelous News, I have the scoop on why they started showing up. This pack has started showing up in the UK at their version of a TJ Maxx.
Ah, that actually gives me some hope then.
Now, it's only £10 for them, so about $15 for us. So the guy who sold me mine certainly made a pretty penny. They're going for around $50 to $60 in completed auctions on eBay now. But yeah, there is hope that this could show up stateside. But considering the rarity, considering that the only one I ever saw had a buy it now of $300, and considering I was willing to go $500 for these three figures, for those who really want to get it, now's the time. This is what I call the glut.
Quite possibly. See, this is one of those weird things where, you know, right up until it was confirmed that they were showing up at a retail chain in the UK, you could almost believe that, yeah, maybe a handful of prototypes or production samples made their way out, but these never really went into production. And then we started seeing, and I think they're still out there in great numbers, the unmasked War Machine that comes in that pack that we got last year.
For like $6.
Yeah, super cheap. So then you might have thought, well, maybe they started it and War Machine is the only part of it that they end up making. Now those are all out there. But now that they're at a retail chain in the UK means that they at least started production on these, and they all have the Target stickers on them still. So they might have been produced in good enough numbers that maybe we will see them over here.
It's possible. Talking Star Wars toys with some of those Hasbro guys, they told me that the Star Wars toys are selling much faster overseas than here, and there are certain waves of figures that you'll only be able to find in Canada and Germany.
Well, they must have a warehouse full of Walrus Man sitting around, because that wave never showed up over here.
No, it's actually the green-carded Clone Wars wave.
Oh.
So, it's possible these are going to show up here. It's possible that, much like that weird Australian anti-Venom Spider-Man pack that never came stateside, It's possible these never will do. You just can't tell. That's why I say, right now, while they're plentiful and there's a lot of auctions to choose from, this thing would have retailed for 30, never released. To me, 60 is a good price on that.
Yeah, you can't be too upset about that at all.
And the fact that it comes with these three figures, which I remembered seeing at San Diego Comic-Con 2 years ago and never came out. A really horrible likeness, Black Widow, but much better hair than the Avengers figure had. Unmasked Tony Stark with the goatee and the Mark VI. The nice packaging. I'm getting it. I'm very excited.
You're still waiting for it to show up?
I am. It's coming by boat. I didn't want to pay for expedited UK shipping.
Well, I look forward to a in-depth in-hand review once that shows up at your doorstep.
Then again, while I say people should buy, I am also the cooler, so they may show up at TJ Maxx's everywhere before mine comes from the UK.
Very possible. I got to be honest with you, I'm mostly interested in the Tony Stark head in that.
Yeah, I'm surprised that with the number of War Machines that were out there, that the Tony Starks never made it. Or the Black Widows.
Yeah. I mean, I got to be honest, when I first heard that you had won that auction, that was the first thing I did, was went back to that seller who has all the War Machines to see if he happened to have some Tony Starks, and no such luck.
Yeah, it's just kind of odd. And I don't quite understand how this, I'm assuming theft occurs, because the Iron Man Assembler, this War Machine, they came with no accessories. They're just bare figures. In the package, War Machine has two big gats on his shoulders and the helmet. The figure I got, just, it's like it came out of a kid's toy box. No pieces left.
Yeah, same here. The, you know, no extra helmet and head swap and none of the guns, like you said.
Other than the Chitauri, they came with an Ewok gong.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna keep my eye on those two. You know, as if they start disappearing from eBay, I might set myself a $50 or $60 limit to get my hands on one. But I think I might put TJ Maxx and Marshall's back into the rotation here.
Well, I've also put out the feelers with some UK listeners to see if they could help us out if they find any. Because if I could get a second one, it would go to you, Justin. If I could get a third, then I'd have one to open and one not to, so that I don't have that conundrum with such a rare piece.
Yeah, no kidding. And then we'll start casting Tony Stark heads and selling them on eBay.
Now, Sideshow's put out a number of pre-orders since we last talked about them. They're continuing their faux bronze series with Spider-Man. Now, this is the first character they've done in bronze that I would even think about getting, because the previous ones, just not really some of my favorite characters. They gave the Spider-Man a really dynamic pose, although he looks a little bit like he's surfing.
Yeah, he looks a lot a bit like he's surfing, to be honest with you.
But honestly, there's something about those eyes. It's like they made the inner part of the eye too small and the line around the eye too big.
Yeah, kind of like that 70s Japanese TV show, Spider-Man.
Hey, 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 yeah!
I love that one! That is like the best Spider-Man show ever.
Where he fights with Voltron, or Leopoldin.
Yeah, I'm still not feeling the bronze, and this one to me doesn't even look like it'd make a good, you know, diorama statue, like we talked about before for the 3 3/4 inch figures.
Yeah, the Wolverine and the Iron Man work a little bit better for that. The Spider-Man, yeah, he's a little bit surfing, but it's the first one that I'm like, hey, it's a character I really love. I like Wolverine, but just did not like that statue. I like Iron Man, but not that armor. Getting Spider-Man, it was a good way to go, but I'm just going to keep to the premium formats and the more colorful pieces instead of, hey, don't touch that. It might just be bronze.
Yeah, it sounds like they're doing you a favor. You know, they screwed up just a little bit on each one of them to make it so you don't have to purchase them.
And the more they come out with, the less I'm inclined for the new ones.
Very true. Yeah, his eyes are really weird. I know that comes from a source material, but it just doesn't translate to bronze very well.
No, they just look very, I hesitate to say cartoony, but that's kind of how I get the feel on those.
It's almost like your grandma helped you make a costume, and that was her interpretation of Spider-Man's eyes.
Yeah, the eyes jumped out at me. That's all I can say, is they really just dragged my attention. Something else, though, that they came out with, which I considered to be far better, and it's nothing against the bronze thing. That's somebody's collecting focus, and that's great. It's just, I don't like real bronze all that well, let alone fake bronze. It's just not a style I like, and we've talked about that on the show before, so I won't go too much into that. But I like the more representative of the comic book source material type things, and they came out with a Ultron comiquette on a throne.
He's reminded me of Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, he's got a bit of a Cylon feel to him. I can see that. The thing that gets me with their comiquettes, though, is the scale is all over the map. Their premium format figures are 1/4 scale, and a lot of their comiquettes are 1/4 scale as well to fit in with those. So, but because they don't have as many soft goods and things, they're more comiquette than premium format, and that's kind of how I've been able to tell the difference. But here, Ultron, instead of being 1/4 scale, is 1/5 scale.
A whole new scale.
I know how much you both love new scales.
I'm almost wondering if this is getting us a little bit primed for, you know, Avengers 2 coming down the pipe. Because there's been a lot of Ultron stuff going on over the last 6 months.
There has been, and I don't know how much people want to read into it. It could be coincidence, but the first 3 Iron Man Legends figures are all comic book-based Iron Man figures. The second wave of Iron Man Legends figures has 2 movie-based Iron Men and Ultron.
That's right. Ultron's in there. We just got a Marvel Selective Ultron not too long ago. I'm calling it now. He's in Avengers 2.
He might even be in Iron Man 3 at the end.
Ooh.
That's what I'm saying. He could be the Thanos of Iron Man 3.
Very interesting.
But this one is pure comic-based. It could also be tying into just the Age of Ultron comic initiative that Marvel is pushing right now, their new mega crossover. But the exclusive version comes with a Vision head he's holding in his hand, whereas the regular version comes with an Ant-Man helmet in his hand.
Yeah, I think if I was to hop in on this, I would go for the exclusive. That Vision head is way cooler than the Ant-Man helmet, because there's some contrast there. Otherwise, it's just too much silver.
I love the metallic paint they used on the Vision head. It looks a lot like their premium format Vision. I'm just drawn to the metallic paint kind of design there, so I agree with you. At $350, Sideshow exclusives, those things, it's crazy. There was one piece that I wanted the exclusive of, the Ms. Marvel premium format. The regular edition plummeted in price, but that exclusive edition, they always quadruple on the secondary market. So you can get your order or wait list in at Sideshow. $349.99. If this was actually 1/4 scale, I would give it a lot more consideration because it would fit in perfectly with all my premium formats. At the 1/5 scale, I'm probably going to kick myself because Ultron's probably going to show up in Iron Man or Avengers 2. And I'm going to be like, damn it, I missed out on that Ultron throne, and go pay $1,000 on eBay. But for right now, I'm going to pass.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the same boat I'm in too. I was off in a land of pretend that, you know, maybe Ultron is in Iron Man 3 and maybe Vision is too. Okay, I'm coming back now.
And maybe he's Agent Coulson's spirit.
Yes. All right, we've got a fan fiction meeting after this show, so.
50 Shades of Vision.
Not going down that path.
And finally, they released another hot toy, and oh, I'm on the fence on this one. So on the fence, and I'm not on the fence for the piece, because you guys know I'm all in on the hot toys, but I'm on the fence because I'm not sure what game Hot Toys is playing.
All right, now, are you afraid that this is going to be the only representation of this armor from Hot Toys?
Indeed, that is my fear, because what I've been buying, and I didn't realize that they had all of these different lines, but what I've been buying and what I'm all in on is Hot Toys' movie masterpiece series of 1/6 scale figures, highly detailed, movie-specific, great likenesses, great articulation, great accessories, high price.
Which is what we basically just shorthand as Hot Toys.
Yes, but now we have to call it the Hot Toys MMS. Because now there's the Hot Toys PMS. I'm sorry. It's the
PPS.
Yes, the PPS. The Power Pose series. Now, these are 1/6 scale figures, and they go to great lengths to describe that the Power Pose series displays perfectly well with the Movie Masterpiece series and a third series, the Diorama series, which is like the gantry and the Iron Man 3 Hall of Armor pieces and all that. So all three of those are meant to go together. And that scares me that this may be the only Iron Man Mark 42 we get.
It is a little scary. You know, it's a little cheaper than what you would expect to pay for the fully articulated ones that we're used to. But you're locked into that pose.
Not entirely. Now, when you say a little cheaper, I'll see you're a little cheaper and raise you a lot cheaper. Because the standard Iron Man has run around $225 to $250 for the Movie Masterpiece. Here, this is only $160. I mean, we're talking maybe a third price more than the quarter scale NECA figure. So I think it's a lot cheaper. $160, that's what I'd expect to pay for a not armored figure. But what you get here is a semi-articulated figure. It has waist and neck action and can do flying or battle poses. And it does that through interchangeable right thighs to change the modes, and then interchangeable palms to do different poses and different fists. So if you look at the gallery, you can do pretty much two things, but yeah, his arm is always in the stop in the name of love pose.
Yeah, I mean, highly posable is not in the lexicon here, but there are a few options. And you better be in love with those two options, I would think.
What's funny is they call it Power Pose. That title would tell me, like, I could pose it in a lot of powerful ways, but it's just the opposite.
It's stuck in a powerful pose.
If this is the only Mark 42, it would be a decent Mark 42. The paint, the detail, really looks like the Hot Toys quality.
Agreed.
It has the LED lit eyes and arc reactor, so you've got that going, although it does not appear that the arms are LED powered, which they would have been on a Movie Masterpiece for sure.
See, I could almost make myself be okay with the idea of this being the only representation of the Mark 42 until you start thinking about, well, you need him in a neutral pose for the Hall of Armor eventually, and you're not going to get that out of this piece.
No, especially since they just came out with that actual Hall of Armor.
True.
To put things in. And I'm sorry, the stick up his ass really looks stupid. To put him in the flying mode. It's literally a stick up his ass.
I'm looking at one that's bragging about the articulated feet. Well, articulate other parts as well.
It does say in the description, even though every picture has him in that arm out pose, it says in the description, ball joints on four limbs and wrists for posing. So every limb, I'm guessing he only has four, as most humans do. Every limb would have a ball joint.
To rotate his entire arm. You're not bending that elbow.
Not the elbow, but what about the shoulder?
Yeah, you can twist it a little bit.
Could you put it down by his side for the Hall of Armor?
I don't think so, because the other thing, no matter which picture you're looking at, he's hunched over a little bit, so his armor will never be lined up straight along his torso.
Ah, you make a good point, sir. Well, again, there's no removable helmet, which not all the Iron Men have had, but has been pretty much a standard thing, is the swappable heads. They're playing it smart, because of people like me, they have not announced whether or not there will be a Movie Masterpiece 42.
You're right. You nailed it. It's just marketing at this point. They're hoping that people buy this thinking, well, that's it. And then they'll announce the regular Hot Toys as we know it version. And they'll get us twice.
Or perhaps people just don't pay much attention. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. This is the 21st century. Oh, my God. It's only $165. And not even notice until they get it. That when they put him with the other Iron Man, one of these things is not like the other. One of these things just will not pose.
So consider this our little public service announcement for now. If you're into posability and you have a collection of other hot toys, hold your horses for a minute. We're not guaranteeing that there's going to be another one coming out, but just hold your horses for a few weeks at least. We're still a few months away from the movie coming out.
Okay, Justin, I'll hold my horses and I won't worry. But as we all know, we talked about it earlier, if I don't collect in one area, the beam must be aimed somewhere. So I think I'm going to have to buy some Mr. Potato Heads. If I can't have Hot Toys, I'm buying Potato Heads, damn it.
They're a lot cheaper. I'm okay with this.
And they have way more posable options.
Because Hasbro announced three more entries into the Mr. Potato Head line that they... It started all with Darth Tater in 05, but then they did Spider Spud for Spider-Man 3, and then Black Spider Spud, and then Amazing Spider Spud. Now we've got Iron Man, Thor, and Wolverine. They've given up on the cute names.
Well, they couldn't come up with Thud. Wolvertato. Wolverfries. I think they've kind of given up on the idea of the potato altogether looking at these, to be honest with you. Because looking at Wolverine and Iron Man, you're looking at maybe 2 square inches of surface potato showing.
Well, it's a potato shape. And he's got a totally different potato mouth. They look more... Yeah, I don't know what they are. You're right. Try to defend Wolverine, but I can't. And it is disappointing that they don't have the potato pun names. What's that? One of them is supposed to be Tony Starch.
That's what they did for Iron Man 2.
Ah.
But now they're just calling him Iron Man Marvel Comics Mr. Potato Head. You know Hasbro had some layoffs. I think they laid off in the creative naming department.
Yeah, it's like, I guess you really couldn't... I don't know what you'd come up with for Thor.
I thought Thud was all right.
I like Spud of Thunder.
Now, these pictures that I'm looking at here, they almost look like illustrations and not actual products yet. Like, this is the picture that they put on the box next to the product. You see what I'm saying? Like, looks like some airbrushing going on in there.
There very well may be airbrushing. Looking at Thor, I see the studio lights in his nose. I know studio light reflection. It's the bane of my life.
Aha, but so do Photoshoppers. They would put that little detail in there.
Well, if it's Photoshopped, it's a very good Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition level of Photoshopping.
Yeah. I think maybe they're just getting these out so they can eventually have enough characters to put together a show kind of in the vein of Legos.
Legos
is eventually becoming an animated show.
No, I think they're just capitalizing on it. They're just capitalizing on the product, selling what they can. I do not see a video game or TV show in the future.
I hope not.
So you guys have some of the other potato heads I know. Are any of these must-haves for you?
If they had cute names, I'd totally be all over them. But without any cute tie-in names, I'm just not feeling it. And I think the potatoes are kind of played out.
Which is odd, because when you first saw these pictures, you told me you must of all three.
I know. I just don't like them, though.
The cycle of the moon has changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the no clutter, no junk.
I kind of like them. Now my Spider Spud's lonely.
The Batman potato, that one I might get. Wrong show, I know, but...
I like him because he's 60s Batman. That's the one you're looking at?
Yeah. He's got the cheesy smile and the whole cowl.
They're also doing Superman and Joker, so yeah, they're really pushing the superheroes down this line. Again, I'm not going to order these online, shipping at all. These will show up in stores and be cheap. These are a good $10 purchase.
Yeah, $18 plus shipping is a bit pricey on something like this.
And with that, we are done with another episode of Marvelicious Toys, but tune in next week where we'll have more store reports and be doing hands-on reviews of some of the items that we talked about buying this episode.
Excellent.
All that and more on the next issue of Marvelicious Toys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving a positive review for the show on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, marvelicioustoys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and train with the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at marvelicioustoys.com. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds as well as product reviews on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4. or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show@marvelicioustoys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Marvelicious website design by Jason. Graphic design by Justin.
Website photo editing by Jen and Jeff. Podcast enhancement by Andrew, Shane, Daryl, and Barrett.
Announcements by Brock. The Marvelicious theme song, Bam Pow Kablam, is composed by Joe Harrison. See more of Joe's work at www.StarWarsFanWorks.com/Lion's Mouth. If you also like Star Wars, Star Wars Collecting is covered weekly at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at SWActionNews.com. Marvel Comics and all that the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended.
Marvelicious Toys is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2013, all rights reserved, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
It's podcasting time. That's so cheesy.
It's almost as cheesy as our current sign-off. At least that's at the end, and if people shut it off, then, you know, whatever.
They're really waiting to drop the hammer on the Thor stuff. See what I did there? Until after Iron Man.
You have to point it out, though, Arnie. Maybe.
The blind kid in the back of the bus saw what you did there.
Our listener, Mitchell. I said that as if we only have one listener.
It's the Mitchell Show. We do this
the
all
the
Mitchell.
The Marvelicious listener.
That'd be like saying, name a superhero who doesn't have an umlaut in their name.
Might get even more.
Yeah, you'd get 8,000 comments. What the f*** is an umlaut? Yeah, it's at a place called TK Maxx at the UK.
Hmm. I wonder if that's a real thing or if that's a typo.
That's a good question. I just took it as like, oh, they have TK Maxx over there. It's like, the Big Mac.
They don't have the letter J over there. They wouldn't know what the f*** that is.
So is there like a Chinese factory worker like missing his hand because he swiped these and sold them on eBay?
Marjorie has now censored us from China. There go our billion listeners. As she confuses culture, the sociology major forgets it's the Middle Easterners who cut off hands, not the Asians.
What do they do with the Asians?
They send them to work at Apple. So you guys are getting a Ross and a Five Below?
Yes.
That's pretty awesome. That's where like most of these things show up. It's like every time you hear like, I found it and it's at Ross, I'm like, oh, damn it, I don't have a Ross.
You know that's not going to happen once it is in our town, right?
Yeah. Okay. It'll be, Arnie will cool the entire chain.
Exactly.
Do I have that power?
Possibly.
You're magical.
And it has the LED lies. It lies. Oh my god! I'm sorry. This is the 21st century. Oh my god! It's only 165!
You just became a meme.
I'm glad I got a laugh at least.
Well, Arnie, you had the whole show to think about it. Did you come up with a new sign-off?
Yeah, I have the perfect one. All right, here's what you say. All that and more on the next Marvelicious Toys. Why don't you try that and see how that fits?
Wait a minute, that sounds familiar. You're just going to put it in anyway.
Just because I have nothing.
I'll just say it. You want me to say it?
All right.